Today's scripture reading is from the book of Luke, chapter 19, verses 1 to 10. Jesus and Zacchaeus. He entered Jericho and was passing through it. A man was there named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was, but on account of the crowd, he could not because he was short in stature. So he ran ahead and climbed a sycamore tree to see him, because he was going to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried down and was happy to welcome him. All who saw it began to grumble and said, "He has gone to be the guest of one who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood there and said to the Lord, "Look, half my possessions, Lord, I will give to the poor, and if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I will pay back four times as much." Then Jesus said to him, "Today, salvation has come to this house, because he too is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek out and to save the lost." The words of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
The words of God for the entire world. Amen. Would you pray with me? Holy God, we come to this place. And so we pray that our ears will be open, our hearts would be open, that we might hear something today, whether it's in the music or in the word, in the Holy Communion service, that you would bless us with it and draw us closer to you. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. I love this scripture. I smile. I did not know how much I love scripture, and I tell you that a lot, because I kind of grew up reading scripture, but not reading scripture, not being in it. So now I've discovered that when I read scripture, I want to be there. So can you imagine what's going on? Jesus has been going around. He's doing wonderful things. He's doing healings. He's giving parables. Everybody know what a parable is? My good friend Scott Shumate would say it's an earthly story about with a heavenly meaning. Anybody ever had a Sunday school class with Scott and you knew that? Oh, didn't you? Oh, no. Well, I'm glad I told you today, because it's a good way to think about it. It's an earthly story, but it has a heavenly meaning. The parables, because some of them are really hard. You have to look for heaven really hard. And then I love it also because it's Zacchaeus. What a great name. Who knows the song? You know it, right? Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Wee little man was he. Really loud. He climbed up in the sycamore tree for the Lord he wanted to see. And as the laborers passed him by, he looked up in the tree and he said, "Zacchaeus, oh, you guys, awesome. I love it. And your final embellishment. I love that really well, too. I went to a small country church. We didn't do that last piece. There's so much to like about this scripture because Zacchaeus he's a tax collector. He's a sinner. He's a guy that's got more money than he knows what to do with. And can you imagine? He's hearing about this Jesus who loves everybody. Just says he does. So he wants to encounter him. He wants to see him. So he goes, and I envision this because he's short. If you're short, have you ever tried to climb a tree? That bottom branch will get you every time. I have always been short and dumpy, and so it's not a big surprise that I haven't climbed too many trees, but I have climbed some trees. It's a lot of work. So I imagine this short little guy trying to climb this tree, and he climbs up in it, and he just wants to get his eyes on Jesus. He didn't want to go up and shake his hand, introduce himself about how important he was and how much money he could give to the temple guild. That's not who he was. He was just a guy trying to see Jesus. So I love thinking about it. I imagined what was going through his head, that he was really not anticipating in any reaction from Jesus, do you think? You can get in this story with me, come on now. He probably thought, if I can just see him. Now, what would make you think if I just see him, what would change in your life? Oh, if I could just see Jesus, what would change in my life? Now, many in this room, I believe you've met Jesus. Yes? It's okay. We're among friends. You can be freaky and go, yes, I have met Jesus. It's a different experience, isn't it? And then Jesus does the strangest thing. Now, why in the world would he have even thought to look up in this tree? But he does. He looks up in the tree. And did you catch this? He says, Zacchaeus. He already knows who he is. Just like he knows every name in here. And he says, come down, because I'm going to your house today. Oh, Lord, if he did that, oh, my Lord, I'd have to go home and clean for 3 days. That would put me in a fizzle, man. Yikes. But Zacchaeus, he didn't care. He just knew he was going to go. Now, really interesting things happened. Did you catch that in the scripture? And some people began to grumble. Do we grumble a little bit when we kind of see somebody who's might be getting, I don't know, a little something we thought we wanted and we didn't get? And especially if we saw somebody that we thought, oh my gosh. Probably some of you grumbled when I went to school. Oh no. You went, what in the cat hair is that all about? And you would have been right. But I got to see Jesus. I got to meet Jesus. I got to be with Jesus. Because the relationship just keeps getting deeper. You might see him, but then you meet him, then you receive him, then you're his. Isn't that cool? And you're his to the point of, this guy has more money. You know the expression, more money than God? Nobody has more money than God, because it's all God's, just so you know that. But he had a lot of money. And so he makes a promise to Jesus. What's he going to do? He's going to give it away. And if he defrauded somebody, oh, that we could get those who defraud. 4 times. Isn't that something? To be with Jesus makes your whole world flip. I wondered about Zacchaeus' life, and maybe our lives a little bit, that maybe it's all in our perspective. We maybe think we have everything we need and we're so proud of what we have. And I know we're all thankful. Okay, everybody in this room is thankful for what you got, right? Come on, I like that. But sometimes we do get a little puffed up. We do. I do. I always think about Zacchaeus and think, what a guy. So he makes this promise. Although people around there are grumbling. And I bet they weren't quiet. What do you bet? I bet they were loud grumblers. Anybody know a loud grumbler? Oh gosh, I've got a loud grumbler in my life. And I love her to pieces. But Lord, she would grumble if I told her I was bringing her a new Cadillac. It would be the wrong color. And not get the right gas mileage. But I do love her. And there's not a thing she can do about it. In life, it's our perspective. And I wondered how many of us would climb a tree to see Jesus. That's a lot of work. Hoisting that first leg up. And you got to have arm strength. Phew. It's a lot of work to climb a tree. It's a lot of work to try to see Jesus, to try to be with Jesus. It is. And sometimes we kind of get to a stage in our life, and I'm going to be ornery now. Well, you know, I'm really getting old. and I can't this, and I can't that. Hey, listen, as I've said before, I can still get my underwear on without sitting down. So I'm doing okay. It's a challenge. Oh, you young people may go, what did she just say? Well, when I'm dead and gone and at my funeral, you're going to hear, never mind what you're going to hear. But when you get to be my age, you'll go, dang it, she was right. Why won't my brain work right enough to just do this simple task? And so sometimes we talk ourselves into we need to just sit down and be done. No, no, no. Barbara's not kidding. If you don't get those pies, something's going to happen. She's going to come to your house today? Woo! Come on now. I was hoping she's going to give them to the preacher, but I guess that one's off the table. Okay. Oh, but she's not going to bring the pies. Betty, you know Betty is my spiritual mentor. Do y'all know that? And she would love to be yours. I do think about that sometimes. And sometimes people say you're too young. You don't know how to do it. What? Exactly. When someone grumbles around you, don't take it. Now, don't be ugly about it. Just don't be ugly about it. But know that God has chosen you for something amazing. And I don't even know what it is. I have not a clue. But if you stay in touch with God, if you keep looking for Jesus, if you keep getting in the Word and you keep gathering with other people, like-minded people, I'm going to tell you, you'll find out what it is. I love thinking about it. You're amazing. Don't let anybody tell you you're not. Whatever you've got on your heart, whatever you're thinking, you can do it. Because God's got a plan for you, just like he had for Zacchaeus, the little guy climbing the tree who just wanted to see Jesus. And then when he came down and met Jesus, now you get that piece? We work to meet Jesus more and more and more each day. If you kind of run into somebody that thinks they got it all figured out, have it all figured out, well, Jesus is always trying to teach us something new. Always, every single day. On a day when you think you've learned it all, rethink it. Now, here's a great thing. Did you see what Zacchaeus wanted to do with his money when he met Jesus, when he actually got to meet Jesus? He knew it became so unimportant. Because Jesus had been saying all along, we must take care of the poor. We must take care of those who cannot take care of themselves. But could we agree on that a little bit? Because kind of what it sounds like to me. Now, I could be wrong. You can push back on me anytime. Don't do it right now. Come see me tomorrow. Jesus said we are to take care of one another. And I love thinking about that one. So when the day gets a little rough, the news gets a little undigestible, look around the room a little bit. Look around the room. Go ahead. Now look around the room. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Now say it to somebody and say it like you mean it. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. Even if you come to my house, Barb Burnett, Jesus still loves you. Barb's going to go, I'm going to go to her house this afternoon. We are so blessed to be in this place together and in this love with each other. That's the thing that I absolutely can never give up about Jesus. Because even when the world is really hard, because it is, the love of God should be evident in each one of us that we might share it with somebody who's not having a good day. Maybe even that grumbler who didn't get it. Yeah, I did say that. I pray that you'll remember Zacchaeus. He went up a tree. He went up a tree, a rich guy, and came down a tree and became a servant of God. Is that the coolest? We don't hear it. I don't know much more about it than that, but I'm okay with that. Anytime I can end on love and helping somebody else, I think I'm good with that story. Would you pray with me? Lord God, we love you so much for your word. We ask, Lord, that you would bless us with it and help us to use it, the love of Christ, to share with others. The love of Christ, that's the treasure to share. The love of Christ to share with others. Prepare us, God, as we come to this table of forgiveness and grace and mercy. Help us to feel the power of the Holy Spirit that touches all of us, welcomes us, heals us, helps us. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.